Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Turn it down.
If you are watching this show, you are a real one.
Turn it down.
An absolute real one. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Losers Lounge. What a night. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure to use the code DNVR when you sign up.
Shout out,
DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook app. Michael Porter Jr. just couldn't make one more three tonight.
No, he did, and then they took it away from him. Just to make it even more painful for you.
I was a night ruiner. The Nuggets fall tonight, 128-98. I don't even know if I can call them the Nuggets. The Nuggets with Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and Aaron Gordon, still in Denver, lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. This was a tough one. We got mundered. We got blown out. We'll give our top takeaways and much more.
Rats.
I'm Harrison Wynn, joined here by Brendan Vogt.
You know, fellas, some results are easy to stomach, but that doesn't make them easy to watch, does it?
Amen to that. This was definitely a tough one to watch. Also joined by D-Line.
I'm here, but I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I've showed up for the game, but I'm not, like, this isn't Eric.
Physically
like
here.
The Nuggets.
Or maybe not mentally.
I'm being controlled by the Peyton Watson part of my brain.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Not really, but okay. Also joined by Superstar Dev.
I mean, I'm excited that we got that out of the way. Hopefully there's not many more of those. And if there are, hopefully it's just because Denver already has their number one seed in the NBA locked up.
They are trending in that direction. They lost tonight. Memphis Grizzlies also lost tonight. But
ATA might be the best segment
tonight. Oh, I can't wait for around the association tonight. I can't wait. Should we do a quick recap?
Fast recap? Make it quick.
Dude. Right.
Make it quick.
Please. I do not want to relive this game.
Well, you've got to. This game started off with Michael Porter Jr. being really aggressive early on, and he was aggressive going to the rim. I thought Jaden McDaniels, who I love, by the way, was playing really tough, aggressive defense on Michael Porter, not really letting him get it many open threes. So Porter was taking it to the rim, trying to take him off the bounce. He had 8 of Denver's first 15. He did it all from two-point range and, like I said, on some aggressive drives to the rim. Midway through the first quarter, later in the first quarter, Peyton Watson subs into the game. Peyton Watson in the rotation.
P-Watt?
I think for the first time in his NBA career tonight. I think on his first possession, he also turned it over.
He did.
And it led to an Anthony Edwards wide-open dunk.
His first touch.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Welcome to the NBA, P-Watt. Peyton Watson was in the rotation. Bones Highland was not, without four starters. We'll talk about that a little later in the show, but I think that tells you all you need to know about Denver's plans at the trade deadline. It was 32-21, the Nuggets down 11 after the first quarter. A big takeaway from the first half for me, the Nuggets ran nothing for Michael Porter Jr. We were talking about this on the pregame show. All right, Michael Porter Jr., the only starter in this game for Denver. This could be a big night for him. Denver ran nothing for him. They were just like running Bruce Brown, DeAndre Jordan, pick and roll every time down.
Did you like that?
No, okay. I hated watching it. Also in the second quarter, Christian Brown was everywhere. Really good defense. He got a run going for Denver in this one. Generating steals, pushing the pace in transition, finishing at the rim. Then Minnesota kind of got things going again. Halftime, 63-43. Minnesota was up. To open the third quarter, couple quick jumpers from Michael Porter. Denver had the lead down to 15 points. MPJ got another three to fall later in the quarter. Michael Porter did fill it up tonight in the end, 22 points, which actually was a game high from both teams.
Both teams led all scorers.
Christian Brown scored a career high 16 points in 26 minutes tonight. And then the Nuggets got the lead all the way down to 14, and you were thinking, all right, maybe with a little run here, you could at least make things interesting.
Jeff Green said, psych. Sorry, yeah. is that your note?
I actually had, my next note was Jeff Green was terrible all game.
Okay. Yeah.
That coincided with close. Another Minnesota Timberwolves run, and all of a sudden the Nuggets were down 23 Christ. Early in the fourth, their largest deficit of the season, and that was about it. Nuggets fall 128-98. Denver is now 37-16 on this season. All right. Enough with that. Top takeaways.
You want to hear mine? We got to fire Malone. How can you lead a team out there to get embarrassed by the... listen. There's the concept of a schedule loss. This was a schedule loss. There's the concept of we're literally not trying to win this game.
There's a scheduled loss, and then there's a yes, like we want to make sure this is 100% a scheduled loss.
We believe you in that this is a scheduled loss. Yeah. We're going to lose this in a way that is going to be earth-shattering, head-spinning. I mean, there was just... I'll be interested to hear if you guys are able to pull a single real take from this game. I don't have a single one. I've got nothing. Wow. Zero.
That's a first on this show.
Zero.
No top takeaway from D-Line.
My top takeaway is that, remember last night?
Yeah, it was great.
There it is.
Superstar Dev, what do you got?
My top takeaway in this game is that when you step outside, the sky is not falling. Mm-hmm. That game really did not count, but there are things to learn from a game like this. In summer league, you play guys and you're just trying to see who can fit, who can step up, who can explore their game in different ways. And I felt like in this game, there were things that you could pick up. Christian Brown was the biggest beneficiary of a game and having a monster game. In a sense, he's out there with other guys. Like, there was no chance for him to be himself, but he got to show that he can score. He can fill up the box score. He can still defend at a high level. And when all eyes are on him, he's going to be a different guy. So it was great to see him in a new role and just show that he does belong. And that's as a rookie.
Yeah. And I think we can get to it right away. Christian Brown tonight was the DraftKings Sportsbook King of the game. 19 Yay. Points, career high, 5 rebounds, 1 assist.
Let's go,
and
dude.
I agree with you, Dev. And something that helped Christian Brown have a great game tonight and win the DraftKings Sportsbook King of the game, playing hard is a skill. And that's something that it was so apparent tonight. Christian Brown just like played harder than most of the guys out there.
Oh, yeah.
He got like 10 points just from playing hard.
Yeah.
It was that simple. So.
Yeah. It's one of those kind of games where you could just be a tryhard and be a king.
No, for sure.
Be a king. Listen, I mean, that's where we're at. Like the NBA is stealing money from fans when they create these games on their schedule. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yep.
The fact that all of us are gathered to watch and talk about this game when it's a farce is disgusting.
I do think, though.
This is really when we actually earn our paycheck. These are the nights.
This is an opportunity to talk about something real, though. Like, my biggest takeaway of the game was that Christian Brown really did earn DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game. Could argue MPJ, but I just, given what's expected of each of them respectively coming into this night, 7 of 10 from the field for Christian Brown, career high 19 points, as you just said. But he looked really confident. And he also created for himself a little bit off the dribble, which we have seen none of, because he knows his role, and that's not his role unless he's in a game like this. So we joke about the horrors that follow someone exploring their game sometimes.
Oh, man, the horrors.
But
the
Christian
flashbacks.
Was exploring his game last night, and I liked tonight, and I liked what I saw. I mean, the stonks are up on this kid.
Yeah, he probably had more isolation possessions tonight. Maybe then he's had all season. That might be hyperbole, but like, you know what I mean.
I do. No,
he was trying to break his man down off the dribble. He doesn't have much shake to his game, but he's stronger than I think a lot of defenders think he is. And he was just like going into guys' body and just
finishing at the rim. Are you talking about the brown bag?
The what?
The brown bag.
The brown bag lunch.
The brown bag. The brown Christian, bag. Christian, is this an Christian inside Brown's joke
bag
that I don't know about?
His bag. No, D-line's just being the brown himself. Bag. He's yeah. brown bagging it.
Yeah, but like really what you talk about, like a sense of belonging. This is not to just like put another player down, but Peyton Watson also played in this game, and he very much looks like a rookie right. that has not played a lot of minutes in this league. Christian Brown looks like a vet that has played a lot of minutes in this yeah. league, and that's what you want to see from a guy. You go out there, and Minnesota didn't just roll over. They didn't just like not play their guys. D'Angelo Russell's out there for pretty much the entire game. You're going against starters. You're going against a team that really wants to beat you badly. And Christian Brown got to show like he can bring that energy, still play hard, and that's with a huge deficit. That's without other caliber players around you to try to match the team that you're going against. They lost by 30 in this game, and it still looked like he wanted to like win the game, mm-hmm. even though they're down so big. Those are winning plays. Those are winning. Like that's a winning attitude that you want, yeah. and he's trying to get in that circle. That's what he wants to be.
He's in my circle. Yeah. He's in my circle of trust.
Yeah. No.
I said that after last.
It depends on what the trust is being lent towards. Like, do I trust him to be an offensive weapon for the Denver Nuggets, like in the biggest moments? No. Do I trust him to be a liability on the floor during a big game? Absolutely not. Like, I trust him to make the right decision. I trust him to step in and you know play with head and not just heart and all those things. So yeah, like I have faith in you know he wouldn't be somebody that you're like, oh my God, like this is a big problem. He's out there.
Yeah, my circle of trust. The definition of it is: do I trust you in a playoff game? Like that's it. Do I trust you to be in the rotation in a playoff game? Like do I feel really confident in your minutes out there? And yeah, I think Christian Brown's in it for me. So yeah, he had a great night. 19 points, a career high. 7-10 shooting. Hit both of his 3-point attempts. Played a team high, a game high, 34 minutes as well. 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Minus 13. He was actually like a plus minus 0.
Around.
I think through some of the third quarter. Yep. And then the Timberwolves went on a run late when he was still in the game. But yeah, a really good all-around game from Christian Brown tonight. The other kind of headliner from Denver, I think, is Michael Porter. 22 points for Porter, which was a team high. 7-16 shooting, just 2-10 from 3. What did you think of Michael Porter's night, Vaughn? I mean, obviously, we talked in the pregame that this could be his spotlight game, the game where he could really go crazy outside of, you know, not outside of Denver starters. What do you think of his night?
Yeah, I think I'm probably a little higher on his performance than others. I think my biggest complaint is actually rebounding. Only 3 rebounds in this game. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, I talked pregame about it's cool if he wants to get a bunch of shots up and be aggressive, but stay engaged. So only 3 rebounds, that's mm-hmm. to me where I'm like, okay, well, I think you got away from that concerted effort. 2 of 10 from 3, small handful of those were forced. For the most part, I actually liked the approach. I thought he looked pretty good taking the ball to the rim. And as you mentioned, it's not like a lot of that was just him forcing the issue, putting the ball on the floor and finding 2 points because there was no offense being yeah. run.
And I'm telling you, McDaniels, he was pressing up into Porter at the 3-point line like the whole game. He was not going to let Mike get off too many open looks from 3.
No, it's a great defender. It's a tough matchup. And so 2 of 10 is not great. And
20, I just did the math. 20%.
Yeah, not great. And I think about 3 of them were probably forced at one point when the game was looking lost. But the way he took the ball to the rim was actually pretty good. It's the kind of I highlight that because it's the kind of thing maybe the last time he played without Jokic he wouldn't have done, right? Like those Dallas games where he was kind of a non-factor. But I thought he was aggressive tonight. I liked the way he played. Just wish he had rebounded a bit better.
Yeah. Did you like the way he played?
I mean, it was fine. He's like... He did good stuff. He did bad stuff. I was saying, Michael Porter Jr. is a great player in certain circumstances. Like, if Michael Porter Jr. was, like, the player that you were building your franchise off of, it would be, like, really difficult to see the light.
Yeah.
But he can do some things but it also, like, it's awesome to see in, you know, when it's like, you can do whatever you want. He's like moderately effective, but it's like, let's back up to another game where you can just fit in and be a piece and you're lethal. You're mm-hmm. deadly. You're the reason the Denver Nuggets can achieve great heights. And so tonight was like, okay, I mean, like, I mean, I'm really struggling to pull anything from this game.
I mean, truly,
there's stuff, but it's all contained in this game. Like, nobody was playing a role even remotely close to what they're going to be asked of them. I hope, because if they play the roles they were playing tonight, going forward, something terrible has happened. So I hope we never see the things we saw again tonight. I mean, it's like fine, but.
Yeah,
I think in this game, I think Michael Porter Jr. allowed fans to show themselves, like what type of fan they truly are.
Okay,
like there's the one fan that looks at this and they say, I mean, he's still knocking down shots, and they understand he needs a good point guard. He needs a good setup man to be effective. He needs a guy that's going to be able to put him in his spots, and he's going to run the process, like he's a process player. Then there's the fan that believes that he should just shoot it every single
time.
And he should be able to create off of the dribble and think that's what he is. And being able to create off of the dribble, especially at the NBA level, like that's a characteristic flaw. That's just not something that you just pick up and you just have. Like, you have to work on that. That has to be part of your bag. He does not have that in his bag.
No.
But he did show that when his feet are set, he's going to still knock down the shot. He's also showed that he's going to put the ball on the floor and try to create in different ways, and we did get to see that in this game. Yes, you want the rebounding to be there. Yes, you want him to show that he can put it on the floor, because that'll make him a little bit better of a shooter if you can create off the dribble and knock it down. But you need Michael Porter Jr. to be a knockdown three-pointer, and he has shown that he can be that. So this one game does not do that, but it just shows you, like, do you want to be a fantasy type of like, oh, I just want him to just score 40 because no one else is there? Or do you want him to go through what the Nuggets have wanted him to be? He showed that he is what they want him to be.
And I would just stress, Dev, I know I just said it, but I would just stress that I think in non-Jokic minutes for Porter, that's progress. And if a few more of those threes fall, it's a 30-point game and we're all saying, oh, actually, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And again, we've come a long way from he missed his first threes, they're not running anything, he's not playing defense, he puts his head down and removes himself from the game. One of the big criticisms is, can he put the ball on the floor and take it to the rim? And he did that tonight, actually more effectively than he shot from deep. Mm-hmm. It's not an A-plus game, but I actually thought it was a sneaky progress from Porter given the context.
All right. Let's hit a break. A lot more to get to. Maybe not from this game, but
I know, dude.
Around the association. Yeah,
who wants to hear us talk about animals we can fight?
That could be a good segment. Who wants to do segment four?
I want to do a snake draft of snakes.
Segment five.
Yeah, dude. I've got my number one pick.
Segment five of a four.
King Cobra,
show.
Number one snake.
All right, I'll take Anaconda. let's hit that break.
All right, I'll take the first ad read. NBA fans, it's time to bring hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets. Instant law. For a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat, same-game parlay every day. We can't guarantee that you'll actually stop sweating, but you will get comped if your same-game parlay misses. You get a free bet back. That's pretty cool. Download the app now. Sign up with code DNVR. New customers can bet $5. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. So go ahead and see those show notes for details.
Go ahead.
The American Raptors at Infinity Park have joined a new league, the Columbia Rugby Federation. Actually pretty sweet. Intercontinental competition featuring six teams from South America. The Raptors are the only North American team in the competition. So they're going to play six matches on the road, but also six matches at home and at Infinity Park, which is Rugbyville, USA. Strong, thriving rugby culture in Colorado. If you don't know, now you know. Check them out. Remember, tickets are free at AmericanRaptors.com. And if you can't see the game, they stream all the games from their website. And check out the DNVR Rugby podcast hosted by our guy, Colton Strickler.
All right, I'm going to throw out a DraftKings Sports
pick of the week. I can't wait. Joel Embiid to shoot 500 free throws.
Should I pick the big game?
Oh, you have a big game?
Let's pick the big game?
Oh, yes.
Dude, I want to hear your big game pick.
I don't know what my big game pick should be. I'm on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now.
Dude, go with your heart. What do you think? Just pick the game. Pick the money line. Who
pick
wins?
The money line?
Go put it on wax right now.
Who wins the big game?
Who's in it again? Oh, the Eagles and the Chiefs, right?
Eagles versus Chiefs.
The Chiefs are going to win the big game. I like the pick.
I hate it.
I like the pick.
I mean, I'm just following the script.
Oh, I hate the script.
I got to really look at the script.
Philly has a chance. Philly made it to the finals in the MLS and the World Series, yeah. And they lost.
It wasn't part of the script.
So another finals loss for the Philly sports scene could sit right with
them. Hate to see it. God. I'll take the Chiefs in the big game. DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
Terrible.
It's going to suck when it happens, but I mean, it's a script.
All you got to do is go opposite of... Mattress Mac.
That's
literally all you have to do, man.
Did he pick the Eagles?
You're losing millions.
Or did he pick the Chiefs?
I'm sure he's going to choose the Eagles.
Okay.
Oh, right. Man. Well, I think the Eagles might win.
Yeah, they're really good. Probably
just go opposite
team.
Of him.
The Eagles only lost one game this year, and it was when Jalen Hurts was out.
Dude, welcome back into the DNVR Broncos podcast.
Follow the script.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk more about this game?
I was just going to say that the script for tonight stunk.
All right. We're back here on the DMVR Nuggets post-game lounge, the DMVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code DMVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Going over this Nuggets loss, 128-98 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anybody else in the box score we need to talk about, fellas?
King of the game, Adam Mahrez, who missed tonight's game and post game. Good job.
I like that. Bruce Brown, 16 points, 7 assists, 3 turnovers. I thought he was okay. Nothing special from him. Vlatko, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. DeAndre Jordan, 6 points, 6 rebounds. He was pretty rough.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And the box score isn't even that bad, but watching it was.
I never want to watch another Bruce Brown, DeAndre Jordan pick and roll. No, I'd never want to see it again.
What this about, is like a pick and groan.
The sad thing about it is...
Calling that a pick and roll is...
A pick and groan.
Yeah, doing it an injustice.
The bad part is that has to be your backup point guard and your backup center.
What
so
about,
you're going to see it.
I still don't want to see it.
A Faku J. Mike pick and pop. Does that make you feel better?
What is worse? That's a great question. That's a great question. What is worse? Zeke Nnaji had 10 points off the bench, minus 21. Ish Smith really filled up the box score, actually.
He did.
10.7 rebounds, 5 assists for Ish Smith.
Sneaky king of the game.
Sneaky candidate for king of the game.
I was comatose at that point. I don't know. I literally stopped watching the game. I'm sorry. I just can't pretend.
Davon Reed played 20 minutes. He scored 2 points, 0 of 4. He was a minus 26. This was one of my takeaways tonight. How did Micah Malone play Davon Reed over Christian Brown for the first, month and a half, 2 months of this season?
It's
How
crazy,
is that
man.
Something that actually
I mean,
happened?
Because he's a rookie, and the Nuggets are in first place, and it's fine. It wasn't a dire situation. Now it's become so. It's because of Bones, not because of... Davon Reed. Davon Reed is a veteran. You give veterans first.
He's not a veteran, though.
More so than Christian Brown.
He's like 26.
But he'd been in the league longer. Like, then you just give vets get priority with Michael Malone, but it doesn't cement their status.
I mean, we like Davon Reed on this show. Friend of the show, Mr. Dependable, but I mean, that's
apparently not, by the
pretty
way.
Pretty wild looking back on it.
I agree. I just got to say, and I don't even mean to be, I don't know, maybe I am. The Jeff Green minutes were really brutal again.
Bro, they were bad.
They were bad. Now, he had to play in this game, so I'm not even trying to make a point of, like, it does seem like Vlatko has passed and leapfrogged in the rotation, and that's awesome. But, man, Jeff was rough tonight.
It's really interesting watching Jeff Green and Christian Brown on the floor at the same time.
Yeah, dude.
You have one guy who's a rookie who's just, like, hyped up for every single opportunity that he gets.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to go 100% every time down. And then you have Jeff Green, who's been through this exact scenario like 15 times in his career.
Oh, he looks out of gas, like, to me.
I mean,
but like, is he just not pressing on the gas, or is he completely out of gas?
Well, I don't know. He's already coming back from an injury. for one. Two,
it was a broken hand. It's not like he couldn't.
It's true.
Has he been good since he's been back?
Conditioning up from that
he's
injury.
Been bad. Like, no. That's just, he has not had a good game since then.
Right.
He's old. I think you guys forget that.
We don't even see those
highlight dunks and plays anymore right now. Like,
that's man.
Big part.
He's
yeah,
just, that's it's very difficult because he's not bringing like anything
his,
right now.
It's like his 30th season. Yeah, like it's, you know, like this is kind of how it goes. And now you have, with Jeff Green, you have the benefit of like all of this wisdom at the NBA level. You have the player coach on the bench. You have all of the things that come with having a savvy vet, and you're not required to play him. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, you know, like.
In this game, he probably did have to.
Well, I mean, in this game, but I mean, you were going to lose this. You could play anybody. You were going to lose this game no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. Peyton Watson got 10 minutes off the bench. Like I mentioned in the fast recap, his first play of the game was a really bad turnover. Didn't have another turnover, so at least that was good.
You know what? Oh, hell yeah. That's a rep.
Yeah,
that's a rep where the game speed at the next level was too fast for him. He didn't read the play, and that's like we would laugh at it, but that's something for him to reflect on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's no way I look at this Peyton Watson game and think that he was horrible. Like, he really just looked like a rookie that has not played a lot of minutes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that's exactly what he is. Like, he didn't stand out in the bad ways. He's just kind of out there. You want to put him in more situations. You want him to give him more time because that's what everybody needs. So I don't think this was a bad Peyton Watson game. It just was
wasn't a good one.
You could just see a huge discrepancy from him and Christian Brown.
Yeah. And then the other guy who was available to play, Jack White was available, and then the other guy who was available to play was Bones Highland, who did not play.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, we were talking about it on the pregame
show.
What
are these tea leaves saying?
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of
and
this
it's
one.
Like, look, Nuggets are obviously going to trade Bones Highland, trying to trade Bones Highland. That's clearly what's happening. And if you needed any more evidence to come to that conclusion, you got it tonight when, without four starters, Bones Highland still could not get on the floor. And so, I mean, obviously he's in trade talks. Obviously the Nuggets are trying to move him. One of the teams that is rumored to have interest is the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it's kind of interesting that those two teams match up twice here in a row with the trade deadline less than a week away. Vote, how likely of a potential destination do you think Minnesota would be for Bones Highland?
Well, listen, who drafted Bones Highland?
Tim Connolly.
And Tim Connolly likes his hoopers. There's probably some point guard slots available in the near future for Minnesota. You know, does Bones help them get better this season? Probably not. But they're also a team that, as much as they're contending for the four seed right now, they also probably have an eye to the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right? Yes. Like Tim is the first guy who looked at Bones and said, I want this guy on my team, literally. So it's the first place to start. It'd be nice to win one of those in-division trades with Tim to be on the other side of it.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
Is there anybody on Minnesota, guys, that piqued your interest tonight?
Like, who looked good?
If there was going to be a potential Bones trade to the Timberwolves, is there anybody on Minnesota that you like would like to see come to Denver in return?
Kyle Anderson. I would love to have him. Sick. I just think that it would benefit him in so many ways, and you could actually play him. Like, he's going to play actual minutes for Denver. So I think that would be a guy for me.
Kyle Anderson would be nice because on that second unit right now, you've got Bruce Brown at backup point guard. It would be a nice little luxury to have another guy out there who kind of sees the floor as a point guard, like Kyle Anderson, who's kind of like a point forward.
Like a tertiary playmaker.
Yeah, he can bring the ball up. He can play make a little bit. So I agree. I think Kyle Anderson would be a nice fit.
No way that trade happens, right?
Austin Rivers. Give me Austin Rivers.
Currently suspended Austin Rivers.
Yes. I don't care.
Hey, all we're missing is a good quote on this team.
Yeah. We have an Austin Rivers game in the playoffs in the last couple of years. He stepped up big time in the playoffs. Like, mm-hmm. Austin Rivers is a big game player, and he is a
able your circle of trust
at times.
Yeah,
but we're talking about a backup point guard. Like, Bruce Brown to me, like, I mean, in the times he's run the second, been the primary point guard, like, it's not something we should count on in any way, shape, or form. It's not looking good. So we want somebody that can be a little bit of a floor general. Austin Rivers can do that. Like, he doesn't have to be your primary. And also, he can defer to Jamal. Those guys have a good relationship. Like, I just, to me, it's like, all right, like, give me a vet back. Give me somebody that's going to help us this year. Mm-hmm. Or rather than, you know, I want to win the championship. Like, give me somebody that's going to help us win the championship. I don't always want to be thinking about the future. Yeah. If we're going to give up on talent, like, give me somebody back that's going to, and I don't know what Bones is value. I mean, there's a lot of players on the Timberwolves. They have a pretty good collection of talent. I just don't know who you could get at this exact moment in time. The way that Bones's trade value has been, like, super diminished.
Yeah. I just don't really know what Bones' trade value is right now. Like, it could be a first-round pick and a player. It could be not even a first-round pick.
When you're in a position of, like, you got to make a trade, like, you have no – that's not a position of power. You have no leverage in that.
And DNP's in the meantime.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like it's – he's going off and someone – maybe had a couple whiskeys, and they're like, you know who looks good around the league tonight?
Yeah.
And he's not playing.
Yeah. I do love Kyle Anderson, though. I think he's a guy who could play minutes for the Nuggets. Torian Prince is kind of like the poor man's Kyle Anderson. Same position.
I know.
But Torian Prince was so mad tonight. I might be off.
In that 4-5 spot, it's like we've got so many guys.
Yeah.
How different, like, in terms of utility, how different is he from Vlatko Chanchar?
That's what I mean.
Like, I would probably rather Vlatko. I probably would.
I mean, you can't say, like, of course you would want McDaniels. Of course you would want Naz Reid. You can't get those guys. So it's no point in even thinking about
No.
it. And I don't want to go all conspiracy corner here or anything like that.
But no, Dev, please go conspiracy corner.
Take us to any other corner.
After the game, guess who Jokic talked to?
Jokic, who was? Wait, which game? In Minnesota? Last game?
Oh, no, it was not. Oh, was it last game?
Fraudulent conspiracy corner?
God damn it. It was someone else.
Who did you possibly mistake?
Dev, pop quiz. What day of the week is it?
I don't know what happened.
Wait, what?
Talk about something else. I just told you I don't want to go
random. Random white guy on the Nuggets.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah, wow.
False flag conspiracy.
I'll tell you, dude. We've talked about that again. If you were in earshot of me last night, first off, I am so sorry. Second off, if you weren't, you're about to be in earshot of me now.
So he's sorry again.
I'm going to be sorry. I want the Denver Nuggets, if they're going to trade Bones Highland, I want them to get Monte Morris back. That
I
is
would
the move.
Take that, trade.
That is the move I want the Denver Nuggets to make. I would.
That'd be such a funny move.
I would co-sign that. I would triple sign that. I would be like, okay, fine. Like, we gave up on future talent, but we're getting somebody back who is an absolute rock solid option for the second unit, can drive play, can create. Can drive and kick, can activate all of the other players, and obviously understands the culture, is very cool with it. Like, that's the move where I'm like, dude, make that happen. Dude, make that happen. I'm happy.
Judging off Monte Morris's Twitter activity, I feel like he wants to be back as a Nugget too.
Dude, I'm so down.
Back. He I'm wants so to down. Be
He's
back,
probably
back.
Also looking from afar at the still vacant Mr. Nugget title, being like, I could come back and wear
he
that crown
jump
again.
Right back into it.
It goes right to him.
It's his.
Goes right back to him.
It's his if he wants it.
Mr. Nugget Emeritus.
Yeah.
That trade doesn't happen though, right? We have fun saying that.
Is Why? There, Why can't it not happen?
I don't know.
They just traded him out.
So?
Are relationships irreparable?
Oh, no, dude. With Mr. Nugget?
Listen, if you're going to talk me into this, I'm in. You know? I want to be talked into it. I'm just, call me skeptic about that.
Bro, you so quickly get to, it's a business and stuff, really quick on stuff like this. And then when you bring back, like, there's no way that he's upset at anybody in the world of the Nuggets,
yeah,
except for
so.
Maybe he would be upset at Calvin Booth for trading him. But, like, no, then he brings him back. It's like, you know, we didn't want.
You understood it was a business. Yeah, also, he's like,
they
you
didn't
know
want
it's
to trade him.
Positive because he still posts a lot about Denver.
He definitely. Does post
he
all
was
the time
also
about
still in Denver after the trade happened for a while. Like, he loves Denver.
Yeah. All right, let's hit another break. Here's what I want to do, guys. If you have questions in the comments, ask us a question. Kale's going to star those, and then we can answer some of those in that next segment. Trade questions, rotation questions, whatever you got, put them in the comments. We'll start the good ones and answer them on the other side of this break here.
Oh, right. Break. Okay. Here's the deal. Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. And they've got a lot of different beers you can try. The top beer that I suggest you try is the Mile High City Golden Ale. It's a retro look with a fresh new taste and a fresh can. And a shout out Jen, by the way, who brought some cans full of chocolate.
Shout out Jen.
What a delightful
They're sitting right
surprise.
There.
Dove chocolates.
I ate like 12 of those tonight.
Me too. I got sick this morning just getting back into them. Breckenridge Brewery is the best. Check out their farmhouse. We did some live shows there recently. It was great. The food's amazing. But you don't need to be at the compound to get some Breck Brew. You can get it here at the DNVR bar. You can also hit up the Breck Beer Locator, and it's going to tell you exactly where you need to go. We were robbed of the two-man game tonight, gentlemen. Yes. But there's another two-man game in Denver that doesn't sleep. They don't load manage. No nights off for Backus and Shankers, who win.
Oh, man. For Backus Colorado and Shanker, fans. Maybe the second best two-man game in Denver.
Maybe arguably more dependable these days. I don't see these guys load manage. I'm just kidding. Listen, they're not going to charge you until they win your case. There's no upfront fee to speak to them. There's no fee while they work on it. You're not paying them unless they win you money. And they have won money. They've won over $1 billion for their clients. They're serving locations. They've got neighborhood offices in Denver, Aurora, Englewood, Fort Collins. More than 30 lawyers and 100 folks on staff. You're going to get attention. You've got the firepower, the manpower. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases when you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycles, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. Just call them at 222-2222. That's not a joke. That's their phone number. Remember the number 2 and you're good to go. Backus and Shanker, they win for Colorado.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Back here on the DMVR Nuggets podcast, the DMVR Nuggets post-game lounge presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure to use the code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Final note on guys on Minnesota that I like. I already mentioned this, but Jaden McDaniels would be the perfect piece for the Nuggets to add. And I bet 29 or 28 other NBA teams are saying something similar. But my God, like Jaden McDaniels would be perfect for the Nuggets off the bench.
Yeah, they'll march right to Tim Connolly's personal house and behead him in Minnesota.
They would potentially like
Tim, we're here at your personal house.
Threaten to kill him if they traded McDaniels away.
You better hole up inside your personal house.
He can definitely not do that at this trade deadline. Yeah. Maybe that's something to revisit like in the offseason or next year. Did we get any good questions, Kale, from the people out there?
We did. We also have some super chats.
Okay, super chats? Oh, my God.
The real ones are super chatting tonight.
Absolute sickos.
These are sicko chats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute sicko chats.
Jacob, super chat. Not saying the outcome would have changed, but not playing our second to third best available players due to trade rumors is pretty inexcusable.
What?
Bones?
He's just saying we should have played Bones. The Nuggets should have given their best shot to this game. Mm-hmm. No, the NBA is stealing your money on this. Like, you should be mad about everything that happened tonight. It doesn't matter for the Nuggets, but, like, it's disgusting that the NBA allows their product to be this watered down and terrible, and they have no one but themselves to blame. Like, they put Denver in a terrible position. My only hope in all of this is that Richard Jefferson did not see this game.
I had Richard in my thoughts
tonight. As a child, Richard Jefferson would go to games, and the very thought of it will bring him to tears. Unfortunately, Nikola Jokic did not suit up tonight, and I pray Richard Jefferson did not see it. I would hate for him to break down on national television again.
Yeah. What else do we got here? Gluten.
Nice.
I am so mad at Adam Silver for doing this.
Yes.
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 I'll direct all your anger
yes.
to the commissioner of the NBA.
I just love the idea. of a guy going by the name Gluten paying money to just
I know, man.
Shit on Adam
Silver. Dude, I want to find Adam Silver's personal house. Personal house. Track him down.
Not his office, Harry. His personal place of residence.
For sure. Zane Warner went to the bar, became a diehard tonight. Let's go, Nuggets. Go!
Zane, it was good to meet you, dude.
Dude, that is
shout out, Zane.
That is sorry the about the game. Most diehard move I've ever heard in my entire life.
If you were at the bar tonight, you were a certified diehard.
And absolutely. Then he became, wow. Yo, yeah. That's top tier.
Jose Avilas. When you try to get your DNVR content on the Wish app and a knockoff shows up in a mangled wet box labeled Denver Sports.
Wet box.
A wet box.
To spend money to be petty like that this like late.
Dude, great, great super chat, man.
That top, is our guy.
Top.
Yeah. That is our like listen, we're not
you're
talking
you're a diehard for that.
We're not talking about that mess for the time being because we know people don't want to hear about it all the time, but believe you me, that is still happening for us.
Yes, absolutely. Matt Sheehan, on a scale of 1 to foolish, how foolish would it be to have Ish try running the second unit? The group needs a drinkster initial. Ish is always stirring.
I think that'd be foolish. Very foolish.
I don't think Ish Smith is very good. Actually, he wasn't good tonight, I know, for sure. Not
this would
good.
Be Ashanti. You guys don't get it, but
I get it. I get that. Ashanti.
I'm going to Google that one.
I know who Ashanti is. I'm I don't real. Get the joke. Foolish, right? I think that would be foolish. I think Bruce Brown is capable as a second unit point guard. It would be nice to have like a Kyle Anderson type out there with him or just somebody else who can play pick
Murray.
And roll.
Yeah.
But we'll see Jamal Murray out there with that second unit a lot, I do feel like.
So. I just feel like what we're talking about is like basically 10 to 12 minutes a night that need to be covered.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, the Nuggets showed last night in the game that's actually worth analyzing that they can just clamp down defensively during that time, score sparingly, but just like not allow the other team and essentially just punt on, like just move those minutes along, mm-hmm. just cancel them out. Which is fine, you know, so you don't have to like, but again, you know.
Yeah. Seth Bang, I leave a bigger tip, but I put $50 on the Nugs money line.
Jesus, Seth.
And then double down at half and put $50 on the 19.5-point spread.
What were you thinking?
Delete the app.
Looking for a money manager if anyone has any
recommendations. Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, listen to Dev in the pregame show. Yeah. We predicted we'd be mundered.
We definitely did not give you that bet to make. That's
for sure.
Me and Seth
even talked about it on Twitter. I told him to take it back. He said, I'm doubling down.
Oh, Seth.
Seth bets don't like Westbrook that. Plays in clutch time.
Don't.
He's like, I'm going to do it even more.
Yeah, dude. Merchell came in. He's like, ah, man, the Nuggets are going to win. We're like, no, they're not. And then in that second, he was like, oh, no, dude, they're going to come back. Anthony Edwards stole the ball and slammed it so hard. Oh. We were like, bro, what are you talking
about?
All right. Anything else? Oh,
we got ATA and questions.
Yeah.
We also have another read. One more read.
Mm-hmm.
Questions? What do you
want to
do?
Let's go. What time are we at?
42 minutes.
Oh, well, we need to take another break. So let's hit that, and then let's answer some more questions and go around the association.
Bro, we're down so bad as a podcast right now.
All right, picture this. Picture this. You and your buddies are sitting around enjoying some recreational marijuana.
Okay, nice. I can picture that.
Good start, right, D-Line?
All right.
Uh-oh. You just ran out.
SpaghettiOs.
Worst case scenario.
Now, you might go to a brick and mortar dispensary, right, to get more.
Not me.
But you're under the influence. You shouldn't drive. Be really, really smart. Don't drive. This is where Jive Hive comes into play. Jive Hive is a virtual dispensary. It's a dispensary on wheels. They deliver. They deliver don't have that list anymore. But here's the deal. If you go to JIVEHYVE.com, you're going to see a menu that looks just like a menu you would see in any brick and mortar dispensary.
Yeah, especially those of you in Monument, Fountain.
Thank you.
Aurora,
Falcon, Cimarron Hills,
Various
Greenwood
Airs
Village.
Various Paso. Yeah.
Basically, if you scan this QR code or if you hit the link in our description, you can find out pretty quickly if they deliver to you or not. You can put the information in. It'll let you know whether or not you're in their available delivery area.
For whatever reason that you don't want to put yourself physically inside of a dispensary. There's one on wheels. And if you're in one of those neighborhoods, you can order whatever you want, your little heart's desire, from Jive Hive. Don't drive.
Amen. Shout out Jive Hive.
Shout out Jive
Hive. Love the good folks over at Jive Hive. They're even in the chat from time to time.
Hell yeah.
Probably not tonight, though.
No. No, they've got some self-respect.
We are back here on the DMVR Nuggets Postgame Lounge presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use the code DMVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. We got one more super chat to get to, and then we'll get to some questions and around the association to finish things off here. 92 Dime. I really want to bring PJ Dozier back. Kings didn't sign him after his second 10-day, and I feel like he's exactly the type of player that we need. 92 Dime, here's my response to that. You said it yourself. The Kings didn't keep him after a 10-day contract.
We haven't seen him play since he's been injured.
Yeah.
What would make you want to bring him back?
He was good, man. He was good before he got hurt. Like, he was a Swiss Army knife. He could kind of – he could run point a little bit. PJ Dozier was looking – I mean, Mr. Composure was looking great, and then he got hurt. We just don't know what he looks like, and it's not a great sign that, yes, the Kings didn't sign him after the 10-day.
That's not a good sign. I also will say I love the idea of PJ Dozier. The idea of him was always better than the actual player. Yes.
I feel like before his injury, we were seeing actualized PJ Dozier minutes.
He was okay.
Yeah.
I was never always there, but I also think at this point, like, you gotta, the writing's on the wall for this, you know, this season for him. He's not in NBA shape right now.
Yeah. Let's get to some of those questions. I saw some of them pop up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's see.
Josh asks, who are the four best teams in the West at the moment in order?
Denver.
Denver Nuggets, number one.
I'm going to read the standings. What do you guys think?
Well, so is Dallas number two now?
I don't think so.
No, I'd still put Memphis too.
Me too.
Dude, Memphis has not won a game.
They're on a three-game losing streak.
Bro, they are in shambles.
The West is in shambles. The Kings?
I'd still put them as the third best team.
The Clippers are four.
I don't feel like the standings are going to be much help in determining this currently.
Dallas could be the third best team in the West.
I mean, Sacramento at three feels like that could be toppled and replaced.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I feel like Dallas become the second best team in the West?
I might go Denver, Memphis, Dallas, Phoenix.
I think so too.
Phoenix is a team that I've definitely not forgotten about, and they've not forgotten about.
I'm still going to put Clippers in there. I just have to.
That's why? Disgusting.
Why do you have to?
You're entitled to that.
Because they're still there, and they haven't even had their guys. And now that they have their guys, they're winning games. Like, they also have a really good coach. They still have a deep bench. They're not a bad team.
Okay. Leo asks, what do you guys think of Zach Lowe's suggestion of Najee Marshall on a pick for Bones? I watched Najee Marshall closely in that Pelicans game.
Right.
He was a double-digit positive. He also didn't really do anything. I like Najee Marshall. I feel like he's also kind of just the guy.
Najee Marshall is a player I learned about through that trade proposal. We've played the Pelicans many times.
Look, I think Christian Brown's never definitely better than Najee Marshall.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I think this is an Adam question for Najee Marshall. I just couldn't imagine calling somebody Najee as a first name. So I can't.
Was Zeke Najee Marshall?
Yeah, I think we've reached our limit already on Najee.
We have Brown and Brown spelled differently. And then we have Zeke Najee Marshall. It's too much, man.
I had a hard time remembering Zeke was on the bench as it was.
It's a great point, Dev. For the name alone, we just can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Chase Summers super chat, Van Vliet to the Clippers, Bones, Kennard, Wall to Toronto, Mann to Denver.
I mean, I would do that.
Terrence Mann's a good player.
Terrence Mann's a good player.
Chase, you might be cooking. If you put
Van Vliet in Clippers, they're going to be really good. Like, that would be horrible.
But we're better. Denver's better.
Yeah.
The starting five of Denver is better.
Interesting suggestion, though.
That's not terrible, Chase.
Yeah. Good return for Toronto, I think. Maybe. Rick Green, does Chicago have anybody the Nuggets might like for Bones? I don't think so.
Chicago immediately brings you into the Caruso talk.
I mean, Caruso's been my guy the whole time, but they want multiple firsts for him, and I feel like it might end up with just him not getting moved.
Plus, it's a joke. Like, why would you trade him for the joke to say that you like Caruso?
Okay. So we don't like Caruso? Is that
no, it's a bit. It's just a bit.
Liking Caruso is a bit?
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit.
Okay, well, I'm a living joke. I like Caruso.
Caruso would be cool, but it's hard to see that deal happening.
Christian Brown is not that much worse than Caruso. Caruso is an elite defender. He's better than Christian Brown, but he's not like that much better. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to just like, if you want to commit to that kind of player, like just play Christian Brown and, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
What do you think would move the Wizards to send Morris back? Well, because the Wizards season is done. They're just not good. Did you see the report that Will Barton wants a buyout?
I'm not surprised, man. Yeah. He's getting DNPs, man. It's bad over there.
Those guys,
their season's done.
Those two went from one of the best situations in the league to one of the worst situations in the league. I can't imagine how miserable that season was for both of them.
Yeah. Oh, it
is.
Yeah, was, dude, it's still, they're still
was
in it.
For
yeah.
real.
Does Kyrie's trade to Dallas ultimately change the outcome if we play them in the playoffs? I don't think so. I still think the Nuggets are clearly better than Dallas. I think it makes the Mavs a tougher playoff team for sure. I think it raises their playoff ceiling. I still think the Nuggets are definitely a tier above them.
The Nuggets might average 130 a game in that series. I know. Dallas, like, they needed a firepower shakeup. Fully agree, but they got smaller and they got worse defensively.
Way worse. Yeah. If Bones is traded for a pick, who in free agency do you see the Nuggets bringing in to fill that roster spot? I mean, too early to tell, but I would just think the Calvin Booth prototype is Christian Brown. Like, plus size at the position, good defender, athletic. Like, those are the types of players the Nuggets are going to look to bring in for their roster for sure. And then
Bones for Mr. Wizard. Adam Mayers. What a great comment. What a great idea.
How quickly would Wizards fans fall in love with Bones, man?
No, really.
It would honestly be
quicker
perfect
than we did.
Sending Bones to, like, not his hometown, but not his hometown, like that area of the country where he would be, he already has like a huge fan base. Like, that to me, that is like the perfect move for all parties.
Dude, the Wizards are not winning anything anytime soon.
No.
So you might as well just have some vibes.
Get
you
vibed
might as
up.
Well have another guard. And also, Bradley Beal's not the same scorer that he was, so you add some scoring punch. It's not like they're getting stops and they're trying to stop anybody. You might as well get a pick that makes sense. Monte does not even make sense for them anymore. He's a championship-caliber point guard.
Yeah. A championship-caliber backup point guard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who wants to take us around the association before we get out of here?
Little ATA with the fellas?
Let's do a little ATA with the fellas to wrap this night up.
All right, Dev, pop quiz. Who's in second place in the Western Conference?
Memphis Grizzlies?
That's correct, the Memphis Grizzlies. They lost tonight to the Toronto Raptors. The Torontos, who are spiraling, get a win over the Memphis Grizzlies, who are also spiraling.
John Morant was out of the lineup the day a report comes out that somebody in his entourage shined a red laser that maybe was from a gun at somebody in like Indiana's traveling party. Did you guys see that story?
Yes.
What the hell?
I can't believe he's not online to defend himself.
He is.
I can.
Oh, yes.
He is. He tweeted about it, actually.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
we'll check that out. Desmond Bane, 26 points for Memphis. Not enough. A balanced effort from Toronto. Almost everyone that played except for Malachi Flynn in double figures. Well, let's go from 2 to 3, shall we? And as we just discussed, that's the Sacramento Kings right now.
Light the beam.
Big game against the Pelicans, who, good God, do they need one. They got one. A big one.
Turn the beam off.
136-104. A blowout win. Murphy dropped 30 points in this game. Trey Murphy the third. 24 for CJ McCollum. And, oh, man. No one even broke 20 for Sacramento. It was a, it was brutal.
Pack up the beam.
So the West gets weaker right there. Because that's what, 2 and 3?
I cannot believe the state of the West right now. It is an absolute shambles. There is nothing. I can't remember a year like this when it's just like, Like who's good? It's literally just the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
It's literally just the Nuggets.
And I actually think Memphis is good too, but are they great?
This is there is you can like understand what kind of team you have about how they perform going into the All-Star break. If your team is like ready to pack it up weeks before the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and you should just start dropping games for no good reason, you know that you have a squad that is like a 1-2-3 Cancun type squad.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're seeing it. Like you just see like the makeup. Because I watched the Nuggets do this for years where we're like, oh, okay, cool. We're like gaining ground. We just need to win these couple. And then they would go into the 3-4 games leading up to the All-Star break and just trip and fumble it and just and you're like, oh, they're unserious. They don't actually want to make a move. But Denver this year is different, man.
There was a national showcase game tonight on ESPN, the worldwide leader. The New York Knickerbockers taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. And, only six made field goals for Joel Embiid. He must have struggled. Hang on, 31 points?
Oh, how'd that happen?
18 of 19 from the line. Glad you asked, Wind. In a loss. By 11 to the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
24 for Julius Randle. Jalen Brunson, 21. And 17 off the bench for Evan Fournier. Don't Google. The Knicks get the ESPN win over Philly.
The Nuggets scored more points than the 76ers tonight.
Bro, what the hell?
98-97.
That is...
That's how their games go.
Yo, what in God's name?
They mundered also.
Cleveland back on the winning track, 122-103 for Indy. Indy briefly a really fun story. That Haliburton injury is back now, but since then they've really tumbled. And then the who gives a shit bowl.
Let's
Orlando,
go.
Orlando topped Charlotte 119-113.
Wow.
Appropriate way to end this one.
Wow.
Who gives a shit about this game?
You know what though?
If you're gonna lose, pick a night when the 2 and 3 seeds also lose. How about that?
Yeah, which it turns out is most nights now. Everybody loses. But you know what we did? We had some time with the fellas.
We did have some time with the fellas.
What a treat. Like, you know, sometimes NBA basketball is not good, but you know what is always good is the community, the real ones, the sickos, the people that will just want to talk about the Nuggets, even if it's not worth talking about. I commend all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the questions. You're all diehards tonight.
Oh. Sickos
every single
even.
One of you.
Sickos even.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be back with a full week of shows next week. Can't wait. Talk to you guys then.
Let's go.